Hello, church. Here's an incoming call from one of your own. We've got issues to discuss. It's beyond the mental faculty. Why accommodate so many singers with no Christ hunger? Lots of titles with no mantles, thousand fears but few tears. Many slayers, payers, players but few prayers. Much fashion, little passion, many interferers, few intercessors. Plenty programs, plenty politics. Beautiful sermons, ugly syntax. Revival programs, no impact. Holy Ghost meetings, much sittings with zero feelings. And you really say you are conforming to the jet age technology, when people no longer use scrolls or scriptures, because civilization offers commentary Bibles with pictures, where preaching the gospel is now an antidote to poverty and brokenness, so they call it honorarium.
Let's take to the word that gives us life. Let's take to the truth that is so divine. Let's leave behind all our beliefs and stick to the word of God. Let's stick to the word that gives us life. Let's stick to the truth that is so divine. Let us leave behind all our beliefs, yeah, and stick to the word of God.
Excuse me, church, I don't mean to be rude, but why is the pulpit now a place to criticize another? Because some are tongue talkers, Pentecostals, or maybe theologians. Come on, church, why do you get upset after preaching a sermon long, clean and clear as crystal, but seem to receive no accolades for it? You think you deserve it? Forget not that the Great Commission isn't just some box of chocolates. Hello, church. Why not clutch to Christ and live upright? For he is salvation personified, so be the branch and he the vine. To his words let your ears incline, towards keeping your heart aligned. He is divinity, oh yes, call him the healer, the vine. Church, why depart here from thy root? Created in God's image, you don't need design. A man after my heart from God should be your divine. I'm sorry, church. Forgive my manners.
Let's stick to the word that gives us life. Let's stick to the truth that is so divine. Let's leave behind all our beliefs and stick to the word. Let's stick to the word that gives us life. Let's stick to the truth, to the truth that is so divine. Let us leave behind all our beliefs, yeah, and stick to the word, to the word of God.
But church, why have you allowed religion to sting you with its poisonous venom of wrong sophisticated doctrines and ideology? What you really not is what you are trying to be. Church, dead to your conscience, placing the souls of men in Delima Conference, trading their lives for piece of nonsense. Believers look up to you, but why looking down at them? Church, our myopic mindset of I wish I could has tied us down with the chains of procrastination, making us look as though we are 110 kilometers far from Christ, our destination. Hello, church, just look inside of you, feel it in your heart, there is something in there, it's something so dear, it's so magnificent, full of significance, it is the power of fellowship you should yearn for. Don't waste it. Put good use of it, church, else you'll be sorry and cry at the end. With this power, you can do a lot of things. Think about the joy a good deed brings. And again, I tell you, church, there is power in the name of Jesus. So use this power to repent and not to offend. Never act like a savage, it's not good. Everyone, let's all do what we should. Hello, church. Hello, church. I hope one day you remember Elisha Jr. called.
I am Best Networks. Say it poetry.